We are talking about performative video installation plastic bag, which draws on hyperreality to explore our shifting states of personal perception. Using semiotics, street dance, and digital media, the performers in plastic bag navigate the boundaries of their highly mediated worlds. Dancer and digital artist Faraz Shahan is the brains behind the project, and he joins me now to tell us a little bit more about what we can expect. Good morning.
Good morning.
So something that I'm really interested about in Plastic Bag is that it's part art exhibition and part experimental contemporary dance performance. Why have you chosen to kind of present it in this fusion of mediums?
Yeah. Good question. Also, it's Shaheen.
Oh,
you,
sorry.
You got it right the first time.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
nailed
to
it
me.
In one go.
Yeah.
So I've been doing video work for a while now, around 6 or 7 years. I do that commercially and artistically, and I also, on the side of that, I do dance. So it kind of made sense to combine both together, but it's been an ongoing process. I've always kind of tried to combine dance and film together, and it's always ended up me being filming dances or me filming myself dance. So I kind of got bored of that kind of realm. I wanted to see how video and moving pictures can connect with a live audience. I wanted to see it happening in an interactive way rather than you watching something. There's something about looking at a screen which I feel people get lost in, but I want them to feel like they're in the space rather than in the space of the subject environment. And so this is my attempt, maybe 10th attempt to combine both mediums that both I'm passionate equally about.
Is the fusion or the intersection of film and dance common at all, or is it kind of rare?
Film and dance is common within a film festival kind of environment. There's quite a few film festivals around the world. There's a new one here in Australia, Dance Cinema, which is also part of March Dance. Shout out to them. Pretty cool that they're focusing on that genre. So I think, yeah, it is. I think the more videographers that come up and the more dancer videographers that come up, there's going to be more of this interaction, and hopefully more of an interaction in a performance space rather than it being in a screening or a cinema or showing.
So in what way does this interaction manifest in Plastic Bag?
Yeah, so we all know about choreography and setting scores and all that stuff. So I've done that quite a bit with the body, but now the challenge for me is how can I do that with different mediums? So video, setting choreography to a video edit, for instance, setting choreography to lighting. So that already happens, like cue lighting and all that stuff, but I want to try to make them part of the performance. I think we go to performances and focus on the dancing or the singing or whatever. Sometimes we forget that a lot of effort went through the lighting, to the projections and all that stuff. So I think that is the focus for this performance, is everything that you don't usually see. And it's kind of playing on perspective, and what we usually are told to see is not always what we should see, kind of thing.
So in a sense, are all the kind of elements of the production on an even playing field? Is that
yeah.
an aim?
Yeah, I think everything plays a part in the choreography, from when the performance starts to the lighting to the music. The ushers, the audience, everyone's kind of choreographed in a way. It's a bit of a Truman Show kind of vibe. Once you enter the space, it's kind of like in my hands. but it's a quite of a more pedestrian kind of organic nature rather than a theater work. So everything that will happen out of common human behaviors, but in a choreographed way.
So the performers use semiotics, street dance, and digital media to explore kind of shifting states of personal perception. As you mentioned, it's a lot about perception.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about this element of the work?
The perception part?
Or like the semiotic kind of element? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So part of the work is an exhibition, and there's 4 videos in that will be exhibited in the space. Each of the videos will be connected to a certain message concept. Without, I'm like, how do I say this without giving away too much?
Because
I still want people to come and watch. And this is connected in a conceptual way, in a stylistic way, connected to a certain street dance style. So it's kind of a relation between the performer, the video, and the audience, using little symbolic kind of connections that hopefully the audience will pick up on, or they don't have to pick up on. They can open it to the interpretation, which is a very contemporary dance thing to say. And I said it.
And the work has been soundtracked by emerging Australian hip-hop artists. Why did you choose to do that? And also, who are some of the artists?
Cool. To be honest, it started off as an accident. I just kind of, for the first video, I asked my friend Kieran Crow, also known as Ralph Rad. He's a dancer. He's part of my crew. And he also produces music, makes beats. And yeah, he made the first video and I was like, oh, it actually feels really nice for me to choreograph to something my friend made or someone local made. So I asked another local artist, like they made that and it ended up being a thing. I was like, awesome. It's really cool for me to be able to support this kind of realm, this other music world, which I'm not really a part of, while doing this. Because I figured like I need certain types of music. Why not get it locally? Why like get it from online or ask someone internationally? So yeah, so that's kind of how it came about. Also another crew member of mine, Harry Wade, he played a part in one of the music productions in the piece. And yeah, it was, some of them were kind of already relationships that I had, and some were made through mutual friends and stuff like that. So yeah.
And so all the performers in Plastic Bag also come from a very kind of specific urban dance background. Can you tell us a little bit more about that background and how it informs the work?
Yeah. So urban being street dance. So all the performers are training in street dance right now. And that's my background, street dance. It's something I'm super passionate about because I see the dedication and the training that these street dancers put in. And most of them have part-time jobs, full-time jobs, studying, and they still make time to dance. And I want to kind of showcase that effort in a different context, putting it in a show realm, like a professional show space, rather than just showcasing and whatever. The movement, that the way I think is structured around street dance. So I figured it only made sense for me to show this exhibition or show this performance through the movement of street dance and the literal cultural characteristics that it has. And each of the street dances have different styles. So one would be popping, one would be Afro dance, one would be a bit more abstract experimental hip hop, one would be light feet, and all these dances, even they might look similar to the public, they're actually super different. They have their own kind of world to them. So I wanted to use these little cultures, not little, the big cultures, and the attributes in the cultures, and showcase them in a different way, in a more contemporary dance way, which is inspired by a mentor of mine who got me into this contemporary world, Nick Power. Nick Power is an awesome Australian artist. He started off a breaker, pretty OG breaker, and yeah, now he creates kind of theater pieces, contemporary dance pieces, and he tours all around the world. So it's been a super inspiring thing. He focuses on the culture side of things. I want to really focus on the movement side of things, and yeah, and hopefully a bit of culture as well, but definitely shout out to him. So
yeah. Because every kind of performer in the work has their idiosyncratic kind of approach to dance, was choreographing that challenging, or was there any kind of collaboration with the individual performer in kind of highlighting their skill set?
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't worked with the dancers yet. I know who the dancers are. So
what's your plan?
This is the first show I do for this piece. And the idea is the videos, the edited videos will play a big part of the choreography with the dancers. So my aim is to get the videos right, finalize them, make sure everything's all good, and then show it to the dancers where they will take from that and then do their thing. While I kind of overlook and facilitate. So the idea is to pretty much facilitate and combine and structure with the dancers while they remain kind of to their own movement. I don't want to break their style or their kind of... I'm a big fan of choreography that's coming from the dancer. There's different types of way of choreographing. You can either make a combo, a set, whatever, and give it to the dancers and do it. But I feel like if I do that to these street dancers, they will be forced to doing certain movements, and it's not going to always look the best as it can be. So I prefer to work with them collaboratively and see how the video works affects them and then go from there. So I start this week, coming week, working with one of the dancers. I'm going to meet up with them individually and then work with them together. So it's going to be a really cool experience.
Excited. Totally. And just one last question. So kind of essential to Plastic Bag, which we've spoken about, is the idea of interaction. So how would you like people to interact ideally?
I think this is like the toughest thing about this type of performance is you can never guess how an audience is going to react. There isn't a right or wrong, really. I'm open to how they react, but I think I want people to just be very involved in the performance and aware. That's the goal, is for if something odd happens, I want them to look, rather than being relaxed and comfortable. I think there's a lot of times where we go to a showing or a performance and we have this mindset of, oh, now I get to sit down, eat my popcorn and watch something and relax. This is the complete opposite. It's going to be edgy. You're going to feel a bit uncomfortable. But you're definitely going to be excited and involved. So don't hesitate to come because I said you'll be uncomfortable. But being uncomfortable is sometimes a really cool thing. And yeah, hopefully I get to give the audience an experience they never had before. Cool.
Great way to finish.